Throughout the campaign, we've been talking with the spouses of the presidential candidates. Today we hear from Jerry Thompson, wife of Republican presidential candidate Fred Thompson. Mrs. Thompson once worked for the Republican National Committee, but she says the presidential campaign is all new to her.
There are, I would probably say, 100 million things I didn't know about this process or how it was going to work. So every single day has been a revelation, some good, some bad.
What's the toughest thing?
Today especially, I feel very pulled because we have two small children and they are not here with us right now. And I'm having a little bit of a hard time seeing other people's kids and not holding my own. And that's a little bit of a pull for me.
Now, I assume you'd say that this is worth it, that you've got your eye on this goal of winning the nomination.
I look at this, you know, obviously much like Fred does. And it's not about the goal of January 3rd of the caucus or the next election, but it's the goal of taking care of the next generation. And so that pull is sort of a bittersweet one, because when Fred, you know, finally decided to make this decision to do it, it was because of his love for his children and his grandchildren and his expectation that most Americans feel, or should feel anyway, he thinks that we need to leave this country better than we found it.
Before your husband, Fred Thompson, officially announced that he was running for president, there was this very long expectant period. Will he, won't he? Some, you know, people saying he was almost playing footsie with the idea, but he wouldn't fully commit. Why did it take him so long to officially throw his hat in the ring?
There's two ways to look at that. First off, some of the other folks have been running since they've been in high school. I think Fred would say, and I think most Americans would probably say, that campaigns ought to be shorter with the way that we can communicate these days. Should we really be spending $100 million, you know, per candidate in a primary? I'm not sure that's the best use of anyone's money. And he wasn't in playing footsie at all. He had responsibilities both contractually with NBC. He was on Law & Order, and he also had a contract with ABC Radio. You know, if you're not planning on running your whole life, and then you make a decision based on a lot of grassroots support and encouragement, you can't just, you know, go down to Walmart and pick up your "I'm running for president" kit and turn this on a dime.
Mrs. Thompson, I'd like to ask you about your role in the campaign. For a time, the campaign wouldn't openly discuss exactly what your role was. There was a lot of speculation about exactly what role you did play, what you actually did in the campaign. Could you clarify that for us?
No different clarification than I think any other strong marriage and just strong partnership has. When Fred was making the transition of, you know, of staffing up, the things that he asked me to do, I did. I really feel gratified knowing that other spouses feel the same way that I do. Maria Shriver had a fantastic forum in California in Long Beach earlier, a couple months ago, where I got to meet not just the Republican spouses, but the Democrat spouses too, Elizabeth Edwards and Michelle Obama and you know, Cindy McCain and Ann Romney. And I felt very gratified to find these women that have done this a lot longer than me, that have had husbands that have been, you know, governors and congressmen and senators. Their advice to me was, don't feel defensive about loving your husband, defending your husband, and being passionate about the things that he's passionate about. You know, we all care about our husbands, and we all do what we can to make sure that they're fed and not overworked, and that's just part of the deal.
So, well, I think the perception, or at least what was reported, is that there are a lot of strong women serving as so-called running mates, spouses, and among the presidential contenders. But you were described as someone who had the right to hire or fire someone. I mean, your role was described as something that was much more muscular than many of the other spouses.
No, it was never that way. I mean, all I was there to do is support, you know, whatever decision that he made. But I have strong opinions. I am a strong conservative, and I think people that know my personality may, you know, might have jumped to some conclusions, but theoretically, I don't think there's anything wrong with it if that's the relationship that that couple chooses to have. It just so happened that, you know, I know what I don't know, and I wouldn't have known the proper role for some of these folks and what they were doing.
Have you allowed yourself in your head to go to that place in November of 2008 to the election and imagine what it would be like if you, as the Thompson family, were elected and you were to serve as First Lady? What do you imagine for yourself and your family?
You know, your first question was very intuitive, and that is, have I allowed myself to get there? And the answer is no.
Why not?
I
mean, you're asking voters every day to cast confidence in your husband. Why have you not allowed yourself to imagine that?
Because I am quite literally putting one foot in front of the other. Literally, I've spent 3 days in Iowa trying to find toys for my children for Christmas that are not made in China, that do not have lead-based paint.
Oh, how's that going?
It's not going well. You know, it's just not, I'm just not there yet. I'm not there yet. There's so many things that I think that I need to think about that are more important, that it just seems that's not really relevant. You know, what Fred needs to worry about and the kids are, it just seems more relevant to me.
Jerry Thompson, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank
you. All the best to you.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Jerry Thompson is the wife of Republican presidential candidate Fred Thompson. And you can hear our previous interviews with other candidate spouses at npr.org.